This podcast is brought to you by Bloke in a Bar.
Yes, it is, mate. We are all done and dusted with the podcast royale now, and we are looking forward to Magic Round.
We are.
You know what that means?
What does that mean, Josh?
It means there's going to be thousands of people in the Caxton car park getting blokes down their throats.
Thousands of people getting thousands of blokes down thousands of throats.
It's going to be so fucking sick. Do you reckon there's ever been more blokes down blokes' throats? And women's throats as well in one place at one time?
Absolutely not. Guinness World Records were here, they'd be breaking that record. And there's not a place that I'd rather get a bloke down my throat than the Caxton car park at Magic Round.
No, it's the greatest place to get a bloke down your throat. So guys, if you want to get a bloke down your throat and you're not going to be at the Caxton, make sure you go to blokeinabar.com, put in your postcode on the store locator and find out where you can get some bloke.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
The podcast this week is brought to you by Domino's.
It is brought to you by Domino's. Now, as you know, Clutty and I have been hard training for the Boxing Royale, which took place over the weekend. Domino's hit us up today and we're like, we've got a bit of a reward, boys, for all your hard work. We really want you to treat yourself this week. Ooh. So they've come to us with a new code for us to share, but we thought, you know, let's share it with the frothies as well. Why not? Like, they didn't specify saying that it's not for everyone else.
Yep.
Now, the code is BBB. B, there's four B's. Just I wanted to like just emphasize that to make sure people know I'm serious. Four B's, WK, okay. Which stands for Boost Week.
Basically.
BBB Boost Week. So for this week only until Sunday, you can get one pizza for 30% off, two pizzas for 40% off, or three pizzas for 50% off that code.
That's fucking incredible.
It is fucking incredible, Josh.
It is so good. And I think we have earned a lot of pizzas.
Yeah, I might have 50,000 pizzas this week just to make up for it.
Yeah, what? So that's like, you're only going to pay for like 25,000
of worth. Yeah, so we're essentially making money.
Yeah, exactly.
You get 25,000 pizzas for free.
When you do bike maths, it's essentially you're eating for free for the rest of your life.
The more you eat, the more you make.
Fucking oath.
So if you want to make money this week, go to Domino's and use the code BBBBWK.
Beers.
Bloody Brilliant
Beers. On the piss.
And welcome back to the Bloody Brilliant Beers podcast brought to you by Bluebet.
That's Klotz, I'm Darcy, we are the Bloody Brilliant Beers. We started out reviewing craft beers on Facebook and now we bring you the conversations that you'd more than likely hear from the front bar at your local. And where are we today, Klotzy?
Mate, we're at the Caxton.
We are.
Quite painful to be sitting down, to be honest.
we'll touch on that shortly. We are at the Caxton, the greatest pub in the entire world. And this is our On The Piss podcast where we just sit down, have a beer and catch up, chat a bit of shit. We've actually got a guest jumping on the show later today, Lukey Stowe. So stay tuned for that.
Yep.
It's going to be a cracker. But how are you, Josh?
Yeah, getting there.
It's been a big day for Clutzy.
Been a very big day. Been a big couple of weeks.
Do you say full?
Yeah, full.
You want to elaborate on why you're so full?
Yeah, so briefly touched on it the other week.
Yeah.
And then we also had, obviously, last week, the text message conversation of our friend.
Hemorrhoids, yeah.
The hemorrhoid chat. I don't have hemorrhoids.
Thank God. Although that would be great content for us.
It would be great for us. But this is still a similar sort of realm. I think America's properly fucked me.
Yeah.
So over there, I was just full spitty bum.
Yep.
Just not good. Arsehole real sore, nice and raw.
Yep.
Came back.
Mixture of what? Like in and out. Chick-fil-A, beers.
Oyo Coladas. Yep. Just our all favorite. That sort of shit.
Cream on top, sir.
Yeah, lots of cream. Yeah. So my ass just wasn't handling it. Come back here and, you know, try and get back on the straight and narrow, smashing the protein shakes and shit. Now, I haven't had this might come as a shock, but I haven't really been in a gym or had protein much since school.
And you really jumped back in the deep end as well, didn't
really
you?
Really fucking like, jumped back
Yeah,
in.
It wasn't a slow sort of...
No, not at all. So I just went fucking straight back into
straight
it.
Straight into fight camp.
Yeah, and it's hardened up my stool, which can we just say stool, hilarious name for poo.
Great word, yeah.
Anyway, last week... After the chat about the hemorrhoids, I backed
get a bit of head noise, mate.
One of the biggest fucking poos I've ever done, but pushed way too hard.
Bigger than the one we saw in the stairwell in San Francisco?
Oh, no. But like, I'm pretty sure I just fucking literally tore myself a new asshole. Which is quite poetic because it was about this time last year I did the same thing on the football field. So basically my ass is not safe.
No
matter where I am.
No.
I this morning woke up at like 3:45 and went for a piss and I was like, ooh, I could probably
crank one out here.
Yeah. Boom. Fuck. No.
No.
Not good. Two big pebbles. I've just been in pain. I messaged Darce. I was like, I've been lying here for 4 hours now trying to get back to sleep. And it literally felt like my arsehole was pulsating and trying to talk to me.
Yeah, okay. That's not good news.
But fuck, it's led to some... Finally went and saw a doctor about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. We could be doctors ourselves.
All it took was a boxing medical for you to go get your...
Yeah, to go get my ass checked. Yeah. Because obviously I'm going to get punched in the ass.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, shout out to Anal Fishers.
Yep.
Which was a interesting conversation. Trying to bring up with a doctor that your ass is fucked is real weird as well.
Yep.
Like
I'd messaged Klutzy today being like, how are you going to broach the topic? Because I wouldn't even know where to start.
I think I said, I was like, yeah, look, got this fight coming up, need all this shit done, blah, 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 blah. I was like, also, went to America a month and a half ago now. My guts just haven't been correct since.
Yep.
And... then I was like, how do I go from here? And I was like, every time I shit, it hurts. And the way I was talking about it as well, I could see he was trying not to giggle.
Yeah, really?
Because like, you know how usually people come in, they'll be like, oh, you know, like when I go to the toilet and I push out from my rectum,
yep.
it hurt. I was like,
when I shit,
every
it
time
hurts.
I shit, it hurts. Like, no matter what. It stings not so much.
It's not a one-off thing.
And I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure like I'm just fucking constipated.
Yep.
And it's fucking painful.
Yeah.
So I got all this numbing cream and stuff. I tried to stitch up my missus. It was like, you got to get this numbing cream and like put it up your ring like a centimeter. So I actually texted her and was like, I need someone to shove a finger up my butt to apply the cream properly. Can you do that for me? She said, you're joking. I'm like, nah, otherwise it doesn't get applied properly apparently. So, oh my God. So I asked if she'd do that for me. I don't know where else to go. She's like, no, you have to be joking. So he asked if I was single and said, no, I'm not. And he said, good, because that will help having a girlfriend to apply it inside. She said, ha ha ha, Dusty better get his gloves ready. So at that point I really had to say it was a joke because imagine that. On the instructions of this thing, it says, if you want, use Glad Wrap.
Glad Wrap.
I was like, what the fuck? Why don't you just get a glove?
Yeah. Well, my favorite thing about it,
as you pointed out as well, though, is it's like,
I'm struggling
here. Wash hands after use.
Yeah. After you stick a finger up your ass, make sure you wash your hands.
Fuck.
Shock me.
So, yeah, look, I'm properly in the wars. When people say that I haven't been training, I've literally torn myself a new arsehole. That's how hard I've been training.
Any side effects from the medication?
Oh yeah, it was fucked. Dude, I was laughing because they're like, oh yeah, could be dizziness and headaches. And I was like, how could this literally
dizzy.
How could I get dizzy from this? And I was sitting on the bed and I was like, oh, like so I said, I was like, fuck, when we're done with this boxing fight, I might need to start drinking from my ass. Because if that's how quickly things get to your head.
The absorption rate.
I'm going to save so much money by fucking getting blokes up my ass.
And as I said, so much pleasure.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine like, you know how there is that that method of like cooking a chicken with a can up its ass?
Yeah.
Imagine getting a bloke up your ass and doing the same sort of thing. Just let that thing sizzle a bit.
Go straight to your head.
Yeah, I could learn how to handstand and then I'd be an absolute fucking all sorts.
The other thing that was pretty funny was when you messaged me saying you got a stool softener and I thought you meant a cushion for your chair to sit on. That's not what he meant.
A hemorrhoid pillow.
That's literally what I thought. That's literally what I thought it was. I can't wait to see this thing.
It's just so funny how, like, let's just call it what it is. It's poo.
Yeah.
It's not a stool.
Yeah.
A stool is that what you
get
sit
confusing.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no way I'm I'm struggling to sit on this stool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look, that's where I'm at. Has been
pretty eventful Tuesday for Klutzy. I do think, though, I think I said this to you via text. Obviously, I'd never wish you to be in pain or discomfort, but if someone's like, Klutzy has to be at a low level of pain, where would you like it to be? I think the arsehole is probably where I'd choose because it's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
And also, it's treatable. Like, you know what I mean? It's
I ran into one of our mates. I walked out of the doctor. They were running a bit behind time. So I was going to walk home, grab some shit and come back up. And he's like, what are you doing? And I was telling him about it. And he's like giggling. He's like, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't laugh. I was like, no, like, I completely understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking funny.
Yep.
Yeah, so...
It's funny how we've talked about pegging and butt doctors and shit, and all of a sudden you've got fishes.
Do you know what's fucked?
What?
Is that I literally was sitting there the other day and I was like, you know what we've really got to stop doing?
What?
Constantly talking about shit.
Yeah. You've manifested this.
And I've manifested it. But it did. I did say to Darso, Ford Falcon fuckwit, we know you're having a bit of an issue trying to get into the old, do I get pegged, do I not get pegged? Maybe you got to do the old from little things, big things grow.
Compromise.
So get your finger, put it up there and see what you feel like.
Might go straight to your head.
And then it might go to two and I don't know, it might go to this chick pegging you. Just remember, you got to start somewhere.
Got to start
can't
somewhere.
Just go fucking start fall small. Into it.
Yeah, no, 100%, 100%. Yeah.
So.
Should we move on to question of the week?
Yeah, we should.
Did you have one picked out?
Yeah, I've got one picked out. I would like to give a quick shout out to Jack Hampton. This is a nightmare scenario, I think, actually. If there was no steak or palmy on a pub menu, what do you choose for a feed?
Yeah, tough one.
Probably a left-right good night to the fucking kitchen staff. Yeah.
What sort of pub doesn't have steak or palmy?
But we've got to think of the hypotheticals here. So I would be looking straight away at the burger menu, I reckon.
Another big one for me would be fish and chips.
Yeah, or fish and chips. Depending on where you are. So if you're like in Brisbane... I'd definitely be looking at the fish and chips. If you're in a country town, maybe we won't be going the fish and chips.
Yeah.
She could be a bit frozen.
Yeah.
Not the best quality, perhaps. I'm not accusing anyone of anything here either. That's just my opinion. But a good steak sandwich would not go amiss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really good steak sandwich. I don't know. Wouldn't be going salads. Wouldn't be going pastas.
No.
I'd just be filthy.
As we've said, you'd always go whatever. If there's a special named after the pub, like, you know,
yep.
For example, the Caxton Burger, you'd yep. be getting that no matter what,
yep.
obviously. But I think fish and chips, I often sometimes do get the fish and chips, mainly yep. at surf clubs.
Yeah,
I
feel like surf club,
like, oh, fuck.
A fisherman's fish basket.
Yeah, fucking nice.
Yeah, the only thing that turns me off a fisherman's basket is when they say they've got the coconut prawns.
Why? Don't like them.
Because they taste terrible. Yeah. Like, why have the coconut battered prawns when you can just have
prawns.
Regular battered prawns?
Yeah.
Or prawns. Fair point. It's just something that irks me way more than what it should, to be honest.
Yep.
But yeah, I think first off, if they don't have a steak or palmy, fuck off. But if it's your only option, possibly burger or fish and chips.
Yep. Good shout. I think I'm with you there as well.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely wouldn't be dabbling in a salad. Maybe a roast if I've got something like that.
Now, you did mention something before just on the salads about how if the name of something, you got to get it. I've been bad recently.
Yeah.
When we've been doing the pub reviews, every place we've gone to recently, the thing they've got named is a salad.
Why?
Now, I know our golden rule is meant to be try everything that's named after the pub.
Not a salad. But you don't make friends with salad.
Fuck me. I'm not going to the pub for a salad.
No.
I'm not going to the pub for a salad.
No way.
If there was some sort of burger or something, like exactly like the Brunswick burger, definitely would have been
sign
all
sign me
over
up,
that.
Brother.
But not the Brunswick fucking Thai beef salad.
Yeah, no way. No why? Way. Yeah, no. I can't think of a reason why.
Pubs, if you're going to be redoing your menus anytime soon, if there's any pub patrons out there, please.
Publicans,
that's the other one too. If there's any of you out there, please ensure that when you are redoing your menu, you name either your palmy, even if it's a different type of topper, or your burger, or something like that. Just not a fucking salad after your pub.
Yep. The question of the week that I picked out, obviously we should mention that these all come from our Facebook group, BBB Frothy. So if you're not in there, get in there. We'll put a status up, a post in there every week to gather these questions, and then Klutzy and I choose our favourites. Mine was, what is Darcy's one rep max on the bench press?
Yeah, look, we were discussing off air. It would not be high.
No.
And that's not me being rude.
No. I'm in agreeance. I think what we should do, though, is put it out to everyone listening. Maybe we'll do it after the fight night so I don't fucking... Imagine if I had to rule myself out of the fight. What happened? No, he dropped a barbell on his neck trying to do a one-rep bench.
I think I've spoken about it. Friend of the show. Won't mention his name, but we do have a friend who...
just one.
He had a big night and he's got kids. Yeah. And he was still up the morning after this big night, and all the kids wanted to see how much he could lift with the weights.
Fucking hell.
And he's gone and done bench press, and he's done like 120 kilos or something.
Fuck.
And then the kids are like, not all the kids saw it, and he is just completely fucked from the night before still. Yeah. And he's like, right, I'll do it again.
Huh? I have no idea who this is.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But he's gone to do it again, and as he's got up, just completely ripped everything in his right shoulder, gone down. All the kids are like, "Oh!" And he's like, "Fuck!" He's in so much pain. He's like, "Don't freak out. Just get it off me.
Call the ambulance." Yeah,
yeah. And he lives a fair way out of town.
Sure,
like Bunya sort of area.
Sure.
So had to get into the hospital, and they were just like, had this huge night.
Fucking
completely
hell.
Fucked his shoulder.
Yeah, so I won't be doing it before the fight.
We did see him over in San Fran.
Okay.
Yeah.
We saw him over in San Fran.
Yeah. Before we went to Vegas. So, yeah, look, shout out to him. One of the great men.
I can't.
Yeah, that would just be a horrible thing.
How can I not think about who this is? We didn't see anyone in San Fran. Anyway.
Yeah, that's all
not
right.
Not important. I reckon we'll put a post up in Frothies after the fight weekend. People can guess.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to the gym and test it out.
What do you honestly think yours would be?
I don't want to give too much away. But no, like I haven't trained properly in the gym for years. Yeah. I was just saying before, I fucking did nerve damage in my neck.
Yeah.
So literally did nothing. Did a little bit before we went to America.
Yeah.
When we first started getting back into the gym, but haven't really been doing it since.
Yeah.
It'd be low though. Like very low.
Yeah. I don't know what mine would be.
I think surprisingly.
Mine would not be what I think it would be.
We can test it out.
We could.
It's the worst test to do if you don't train weights and then all of a sudden you do your one RM. Yeah. It's horrible to do.
Because I was doing some decent dumbbells before we left.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would not be able to do that now because I haven't trained that since we left.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Stay tuned. But yeah, get your fucking thinking hats on and have a guess.
I like it.
Should we get into this chat with Lukey?
Yeah, let's do it.
Beautiful.
Slide jet style.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Righto, so we do have very special guest on today. We're privileged to have him in the studio. It's been about a year since he's been on now. Lukey Stowe. How are we, big horse?
The annual catch-up, boy.
Yeah, it is.
Welcome back.
A bit earlier than Magic Round this year. Yeah. Though, but that's only a couple of weeks away.
Magic Round's been pushed back as well this year.
Has it?
Yeah, because it's always my fucking missus' birthday, which is a nightmare. Yeah. But this year it's 18. 2 weeks later. Yeah, yeah. So usually it's the 5th.
We're throwing birthdays around.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Happy birthday.
Nice. Happy birthday to her. Hope she has a great day.
Hey, mate, how's Levels going? The Levels Network.
Levels is good. It's so good having footy back. It felt like forever that we had the off season. Just trying to, I know at times you sort of feel like you're pulling topics for the boys to try and just get content out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so much better with footy back.
Yeah, the I feel like there's week, so much fucking happening at the moment in the footy.
So like, much happening. It's like the rugby league, what's it called? Like the reality show of leagues is never stopping.
Yeah,
so.
It's elite. It's elite.
It's actually fucked how like in season they still just do like there's great stories, there's dumb stories, there's bad stories. Like there's just always something around the corner with rugby league. You guys have been covering it very well as well.
Yeah, so. It's been good.
Yeah, so, you've been killing it.
Yeah, it's been a good start to the year. How's I'm sitting in Mr. Cronin's seat.
Yeah, he's going well, mate. He's going well. He's going very well. We love Jack Cronin. He's one of the funniest blokes I've ever met. I'm actually very keen to have a few beers with him at Magic Round.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you been out in the sauce with him much?
Yeah, well, I have because I played footy with him and stuff. So I've seen how weird he is. We've actually just locked in for the end of August. I do fantasy football with him as well.
He loves that, eh?
Yeah, he only loves the NFL one, hates the NRL shit. Yeah. But we've booked in a place for the 10 of us at somewhere at Bald Knob.
Right.
Which is a great name for somewhere to live.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to have like a lock-in on this fucking house on top of a hill that overlooks like the hinterland.
Sick.
So I'm pretty keen to get weird.
Did you see he got the crowd attendance within like 2% on Is that for your other show?
So on the Thursday show, Crow does his crowd predictions for each game. And I think he had a few games that were like quite a large percentage off. I say large percentage for him. They're quite off. But overall for the whole round, he was like 20 people off or something. Stupid. Like,
so he's dialed in.
He's a different. Usually people who are that into like sport in the way he is are like, you couldn't even have a conversation with him. But he's the complete opposite. Like, he's fucking hilarious. And I'm very keen to see what he gets up to at Magic Round.
Oh, 100%.
Because it's going to be big. Do you guys have much planned for Magic Round? Are you you're definitely coming up?
We're supposed to have the meeting this week. Got pushed to next week. We will be here. We'll be doing some activation somewhere. We had a good meeting over in Vegas with a publican from one of the big joints up here. So there could be something there. Could be floating around. You might see the big fella Mace on Street Talk again.
Yeah,
all that sort of stuff. We love it. We got good partners. So
I think the best part about Magic Round is literally just like the atmosphere of the Suncorp precinct. Yeah. Like everyone will be doing epic shit, but you don't have to. You know what I mean? You can just float around and you have the best time ever. 100%. So I'm actually a bit scared for it, to be honest, this year.
The amount of people that have messaged us being like, oh, we're coming over from New Zealand for Magic Round. What is there to do in Brisbane for those days?
Yeah.
It's like literally live and breathe the footy.
If you don't like footy and drinking piss, don't waste
your time. Even last year, it was kind of a normal year, but I felt like, I don't know, maybe it's just us because we're in amongst it, but it does feel like this one's going to be crazy because last year was the first time people had gone maybe outside of the pandemic. I think everyone probably saw that and going, now I'm definitely going next year.
I think the year before was like just coming out of the pandemic, but no one really knew how big it could be and it wasn't probably covered as much.
Yes.
I feel like in our sort of circles from like the not mainstream, like you know what I mean? Sort of the social media content creators. Whereas last year, everyone was like, holy shit, this is massive. We need to make sure we're like pumping stuff out. So then everyone else kind of saw like, holy shit, outside of the actual footy, there's just so much going on.
What year was it when you had the massive blow up? Like
it must have been 2022. Yeah.
2022.
Which is like sort of when we met all you guys and stuff like that. Because I feel like that year was massive, but I don't know. It was like the first massive year, if that makes sense.
Right.
And then last year, everyone knew that it was going to be massive. Yeah, so it was like,
this is my fourth or fifth? I've done a few.
Yeah.
I did one, two. Yeah, this would be the fourth year, I reckon.
Yeah, this would be our third.
Back to back. It's been, ever since we've been able to come up here, I've been doing it.
Yep.
It's the best.
It actually is the best. It's fucking crazy.
It's like, a crazy couple
of days. You love footy, you love good blokes, you love schooners.
This could be a controversial take, but if you said to me, you can either go to Vegas next year or Magic Round, I think I'm choosing Magic Round.
I think so.
You reckon?
I think we're still in that post-Vegas hungover.
Yeah, you could be right.
Still 2 months later.
Cuts his ass is still fucked.
I don't want to fuck my ass again.
I don't know what OYO stands for. It's not what I thought it was.
Yeah, no. OYO. Fuck, so.
OYO.
OYO penis colliders.
Yeah, the OYO colliders.
You can ruin your ass.
Fucking oath, But great times.
That was a joy. That was a good trip because I was over there with the boys for that.
It was crazy.
You probably covered on the pod, but.
Yeah, but like we can go back into it.
It was lovely. Like you guys are staying next door to us. Like I think we were trying to describe like where we were was not like a major casino on the strip or anything. You guys were next to us. Pretty sure your casino doesn't exist anymore, hey?
Bulldoze for that new baseball ground that's coming in 10 years or something.
Yeah, it's
literally when we're in there, they generally weren't even cleaning it.
When you walked past your place, half the windows were like boarded up and shit. Like I reckon those rooms, they just gone off.
I think I was in there. Like it was bizarre. They literally put the scaffold out to start doing the demolition while we were still in the room.
so fucked.
Literally. But the casino is still pumping in
Your casino everything. Was nice downstairs. Yeah, it was bizarre. Especially compared to ours.
Crazy thing, but it was linked to the MGM, so I think all the traffic was just going straight to the MGM. Talking to Georgie, he's like, that's where you want to stay anyway.
Yeah,
from when they were there for Tim's fight.
Yeah,
everyone there, that's like the better part of town to stay in. There's more people doing stuff everywhere, so
easy enough to get around as well.
That part of it, right? And if I went back, I'm happily staying there again,
because
you're never in your room. Why don't you give a fuck what my room is?
Exactly,
that's true. We had comfy beds, we literally said that comfy bed, like, what else do you want? Like, who gives a fuck? Like,
exactly,
but it was pretty crazy. Like, I can't even remember who I was talking to the other day, but I was saying, like, there was a morning in Vegas when I woke up, like, fucking crook ass, and I look over and he was asleep next to me. We'd recorded a podcast the night before and then gone out, and I was just like laying in bed in Vegas editing the show. I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, it's fucking crazy. It's
fucking crazy over there. Are going to be a lot bigger next year. I saw they're trying to get like some boxing fights or UFC fights.
They can do that. That would make it, if they can do that, how would they do it? Because normally we played the league on the Sunday slot. That's when which was Saturday night there. Tyson Pedro fought Friday we were there. Do you remember?
I can't remember the fight night thing.
That was quite random.
And
it wasn't even that well. It was in the Apex, so you couldn't even get a crowd in there.
But
imagine T-Mobile into that crazy.
Well, even if they had like a fucking stage you could roll out to the middle of the ground that didn't affect the ground, and you have that whole stadium. Allegiant Stadium, like whatever it is.
Imagine Timmy's in there the day after or something.
Imagine Volk coming back to his belt against Ilia Topuria.
And Pat Carrigan leads the Broncos out afterwards.
I hope is they don't take Magic Round or Origin or something over there. Like, I'm all for the game being over there, but I feel like that's shit you can't fuck with. Keep it where it is.
Mace's first reaction was an Origin over there, but I think we were just like loving the experiences.
Yeah.
Even the games were high quality.
But no, it was mad.
Yeah, it's so funny good. Footage from my phone. I went to the Ludacris after party.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that looked insane.
That was crazy.
Yeah, nah. We got stuck in the Oyo with Roasty.
10 meters from Ludacris. Yeah, I was like, what is going on?
Fucked up.
It's crazy.
You had to fly out the next day too, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Yeah, it didn't go well. Shout out to your mate.
Yeah.
Will. I got back in at 11:30 and I had a flight at 1. And I went back to bed because I thought, it's the right thing to do. Get 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Worst decision ever made. Yeah. Banging the crack of my door trying to get in.
Yeah.
Mace is on the other side trying to get me to come out. I'm like, what's he calls me? I'm like, no, dude, we're going home tomorrow. He goes, dude, we got to be at the airport now. Did one of these packs.
Yeah, just chucked it all
in straight to the airport. It's made it. Good. But that was a torturous.
Yeah.
We went LA. Vegas, LA to, where do we finish up? In Auckland.
Fuck.
Auckland to Sydney. So it was just,
that's the thing. I know you've got to fly up to Brisbane for Magic Round, but still it's like, what, an hour and a half, 2 hour flight? Like,
I did it just today.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally an
hour. The good thing about Magic Round for us is we get to spend it in our own beds.
Yeah, I've got 5 minutes to get home.
That'd be crazy. I'd hate to think of what the dollar amount I would have paid that last night in San Francisco just to be home. Like, if someone said I can transport you home instantly to your bed, how much did you pay? I'd be like,
So we've discussed it on the pod, Loki.
Yeah, maybe.
I reckon 5K.
Yeah. We've discussed it. We were like, if there was like instant travel, like how much would you pay just to be able to do that? I was like, I'd easily pay $5,000.
Dude, we paid fucking like, I think it was nearly $4,000, like not each, collectively, just for the flights and economy we had so far.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that. It's like 5K is what? That's not even business. That's like half of a business class.
Fucking hell.
But yeah, that would be fucking cool. If they can get a no limit fight, or if they can get a UFC card.
Yeah.
You've got Jack Miller, Jack Della Maddalena. He's a weapon too. He'll fight in Perth. What's that? Perth is in August or September. That could stack up.
That's 305 or something.
Yeah, so he's a welterweight. Who's the welterweight? Leon Edwards.
It'd be pretty cool.
That'd be sick.
In March,
Be so awesome. Speaking of No Limit, we spoke on our podcast as well about how we came down to Sydney like a week or two after Vegas and went down and saw Harbin's fight. You hooked us up with the No Limit boys. How's it been working with No Limit?
Cool, man.
Just, you weren't doing that last time we were chatting to y'all?
Nah, actually, I was in talks, 12 months ago. Yeah, me and Georgie and their media guy, Tim, we've been talking about doing the podcast there for a while now, and it's just been cool to be able to eventuate it this year. It's been a crazy year for them with what Tim's been able to do.
Yeah.
Yep.
The lead up to that Vegas fight, Sammy Goodman, all that sort of stuff. So we've came in just to tell, we got so, as you boys know, like, you know, Isaac, how good's his story?
Yeah.
He's told it on our show. He's told it on your show. Yeah. There's so many cool stories in Aussie boxing and they have such a talented roster and not just their roster. They can still get other people on the show as well.
Yeah. So many characters as well.
100%. They're all got like great stories. Yeah. So, and Georgie is such a good host, like the way that he can just talk. Get the best fucking out of things. He kills it at the presses. This is just another microphone in front of him.
So. Yeah, he's so well spoken. Like the way he delivers, and you're just like, fuck.
He's
like,
also one of the best blokes ever. Yeah, like, so nice. He came up and introduced himself to us at that fight we're at. Like, love your work, boys. I'm like, mate, what a fucking night. Like, we were his guests there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and he's just the nicest dude ever.
It was his
birthday
as well. Go celebrate, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, like, all the No Limit stuff seems insane. As you said, the stories with, I feel like, people with the fighting, it seems to be like a lot of them come from some pretty shit backgrounds. Like they've had like a real tough time, and seeing them come out on top, talk about it, it's just like, it's epic. It is so epic.
We were saying in the car on the way here, like the discipline that a gym can provide someone who's had like a rough upbringing, just that consistency, the stability, someone in their life that's telling them what to do, and like, they mightn't have a father figure. They mightn't have someone in their life. They've got no direction.
Yeah. Something to work towards.
Perfect for it.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah,
they've, a lot of them just have great stories, and it's been cool to, like, we've done, 10 episodes or so now since the start of the year. And, yeah, it's doing really well. If you're listening, go subscribe to No Limit Boxing Podcast.
Mm. Yep. We can vouch for it for sure.
It's been, it's been cool, and we want to do other stuff with it, but for now it's just going to be the fighters.
Yep.
Yep.
And just see where it eventuates. But, yeah, it's been cool getting some contract work with them, just being, like, self-employed effectively since moving on from my last place and doing – it's kind of what I was doing with Parramatta back when I first started.
Yeah.
Now pivoted that to No Limit. So it's been, awesome.
It's pretty cool. And like, I know this, but people listening might not. You're actually a bit like a boxing fan before you got involved with that. So is it cool to be able to work on stuff? Like obviously a para fan, as well. But as you said, moving on from your last role, like has it been sick just to dive into stuff that you're passionate about, like outside of work?
Yeah, it's cool because it's like, one of my two favorite things is footy and boxing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throw a bit of UFC in there, I guess, as well. I literally get to meet and hang out with and have conversations with all these cool people and then edit their content, and like it's mad. So like
living the dream.
So grateful. It's so good.
Yeah, it's so, and like even like when we went down to that Wollongong fight night, you're like right there. We were having a laugh. Hey, there was one point you're like right at the ring and you're like going like this, got the phone up, big eye. Telling you absolutely love it.
My mates always send me photos, but I'll be doing ringside media stuff, whether it's photos or just the quick, normally it's just trying to get like the Sports Center, I call it the Sports Center top 10 clip.
Just the
quick knockout that you can post immediately.
Yeah.
Because even like the videographers and stuff, they've got to take their camera, edit it,
export it all.
All that sort of stuff. Where if I can get it quick on the phone, even if they've got a sick angle from their thing too. Like look at Max Holloway on the weekend. How many angles have you seen of him?
And that's people in the crowd, like not even ringside. Yeah.
People in the crowd, they've got the camera that's all like the sickest one, they've got these 4K. No, they're like 8K cameras in like 120 frames.
Yeah.
And you can just see it so clearly.
Yeah.
Like those wide angle of it. So yeah. Those things, like if a clip, I know we're in content, so we can nerd on a bit of content here for a little bit, guys. It's like you can post so much stuff these days and it doesn't matter. Like if it's a good clip, it'll do well.
Yeah, it doesn't matter regardless of if resolution you just posted
5 minutes before it, anything like that.
Yeah.
If it's good content, people are going to share it and show it to their friends, and that's all the algorithm wants these days.
Yeah.
So if I'm posting off my phone and the videographer's posting him, main event's posting, they're all the same angle, but it's different still in the fight world. It's like, fuck, you didn't see his face look like this on that angle. Yeah. So,
didn't see the spit coming out of his mouth on that angle.
Sometimes I'm sitting there, I think it was one of the heavyweight fights that was on before it, not the footy fight. The
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
That's the fight. That's the division he's supposed to be fighting in, which is so fucked.
Which is fucked.
Yeah, I don't think Tommy Dahl knows that.
No, thank fuck.
But yeah, he cracked, and then I just get covered in sweat. And yeah. I'm like, oh, this is disgusting. Fuck, that's cool as fuck.
Just like lick your face.
Yeah. Like, the Tim Zoo Inoue fight, I was ringside for that too. He's cracked him, and I've just copped all of this Japanese dude's sweat that Tim just cracked. I'm like, fuck, it's kind of cool, but fucking disgusting.
Rank ass,
shit
rank,
off me at the same time.
But yeah, No Limit been so good. We've been doing, I've done work with them throughout the years, just being at their events. We did Tim Zoo when he did, which fight? He fought when Mark Hunt fought Paul Gallen back in the day, and it was at Bankwest Stadium, outdoor event. So I've been doing stuff with George, content for them throughout the years, and just always kept the relationship good. And
if
they ever needed like anything, they scratch each other's back. So it was cool that when I finally had time and flexibility to do something, it'd be able to do it.
Yeah, that's mad.
I was going to say, just touching on the relationship thing, we've got a lot of people that listen that reach out to us as well about they're doing their own thing, starting their own thing. If you want to see why you need to keep your relationships, Lukey's probably the best in the game at it. Not only are you an awesome creator and what you put out is awesome, but the way that you maintain your relationships and you're good with people, I think like you get all this crazy good work from that now as well. And that's pretty fucking sick to see, bro.
That's how you get to work on literally your two favorite things.
So for people listening out there, like he's probably the best in the game at it, like relationships wise, and being able to get gigs out of that. Like if you meet people, make sure you maintain those relationships. Like the amount of blokes that you know, man, is ridiculous from doing all this stuff. You just start rattling off all these names, and we're like,
So it's kind of appreciate it, and I also like to share it as well.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I was like, God, it'd be sick to have you. Like, Isaac's on the card. Why don't you come down?
Yeah.
Stay at mine. So it's like cheap.
Yeah.
And then we'll all drive down together. That was a mad trip.
It was fucking mad. Yeah. It was a sick night. Like, it was such a sick night.
How well do they put on an event?
Oh, mate.
Yeah, they don't realize that you're going to a local versus one of their cards.
Yeah, exactly. It's the first thing that, that we've been to. It was
fucking
we've
never
unreal.
Been to one, but like, I know one of the boys from the gym the other night had his pro debut on another card, and like, it looked cool. But I was like, this is just so different to what No Limit has put on. That's a credit to all those boys for what they've been able to create. Yeah. But something needed over here as well. I was chatting to one of the boys in the gym the other day, and I think No Limit's doing a good job of it where they're starting to get the Aussie boxers the opportunities. And he was like, this bloke's just a young fella. And he's like, man, it's just so hard to get noticed and to actually like make a career out of it. Like it's just... Aussie boxing's sort of struggling, but it's on the way up now, I think.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask that, dude. Like, I feel like it's kind of hard being where we are in the sense that, like, obviously we are mates with you and see what you do. So by proxy, sort of to see what's happening in No Limit. So it's that kind of clouds your judgment sometimes, I feel. But do you feel like the Aussie boxing in industry, obviously in Australia, is on the way up? Like, I feel like it's exploding and everyone's getting around it, but I'm not sure if that's just me sort of being
it's
close
like
to it. But
Tim helps, George Kambosos helps.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, George Kambosos fighting next month against Lomachenko in Perth.
Yeah, wild. Yeah.
Lomachenko is one of the best pound for pound boxers.
Yeah.
He was at the top for a long time before Terence Crawford, and he had a loss and whatnot. We had Devin Haney fight twice in Australia.
Marvel Stadium.
George gets not enough credit for what he's done. He's a little animal, that guy. So yeah, you got guys like that at the forefront of the sport, bringing it forward. Like it's only, like when you go to the pub on a Sunday, you'll see boxing. Whereas like back in the day, it might have been like a Danny Green mundane on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Whereas now you're seeing it on Sundays. You'll see like the big Ryan Garcia vs Tank a few months ago. Now you got Garcia vs Haney.
Yeah.
Like that's going to be a good fight because everyone now wants to see Ryan Garcia get pumped because he's gone loopy.
Yeah.
So, hey, like boxing in general is just more eyes on it.
Yes.
And it just means more money for all these fighters coming through too. There's like now you see like obviously I do the No Limits stuff. You look at what Stan Sport are doing. Dyson Pedro, he just retired from UFC to become a boxer, doing Danny Green's promotion. I think the card that you were talking about is like some Channel 7.
Yeah, well, that's I was going to say, one of the guys in our gym, if you're listening to this, it's tonight, Wednesday night on Channel 7, Dan Hill's fighting.
Yeah, so there's all these other promoters, which only increases competition. Like, can only increase competition for like the guys like at the top, No Limit, which do it the best. So everyone just wants a bit of the pie.
Yeah, bloody yep. oath.
Competition makes everyone better.
Yeah, 100%. That's it. It's exciting. Yeah,
fucking oath it is.
What about the greatest boxing event and competition of all time that's upcoming, the Podcast Royale?
The fastest selling in Australia.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Lukey's obviously fighting on the card against, who is it again, Lukey?
I'm not sure. His name's Michael.
From the Cast Patrol.
If you could stop texting me, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, no, everyone will be heading down, what, it's 2 weeks from Saturday or 1 week?
1 week from Saturday, bro.
Fucking hell.
It's like a That's week and a half away. It's come up so quickly.
How you feeling, Lukey?
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so excited just to get in there. 3 2-minute rounds.
Yep.
Just have a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Michael, yes, we will wear headgear. I know you've been sweating on my reply on the text message. We will wear headgear. I'm still going to hit you in the head. Doesn't matter. So, yeah, I'm just super excited to get back in there. It feels good to be hitting pads and doing a bit of sparring again. And, I think it's going to be a fun event. Like, everyone, all the other fights look fun as fuck. Like,
yeah.
These all-in brawls and midgets and all that. So, yeah. Like, yeah, it's gonna be sick.
The names of some of the boys is like, our mates have been like, who the fuck are these names? I think the favorite name going around at the moment is one of the boys from the Almost a Man. I think his nickname is Chin Fat.
Yeah. That's what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Chin Fat.
Yeah, yeah. They're fucking big boys, the Almost a Man. They're tagged him up against the Daily Blue Weekly boys, Gabe and Bluey.
They look like Goodfellas. I've never met them before.
Oh, mate, yeah. We haven't met Gabe.
We haven't met Gabe, but Bluey's a great.
I reckon that'll be a good stink as well. Like, I know I'm pretty sure all four of them have been ripping into their training. Yeah. So,
because they've... what's it? Gabe's been putting up the reels.
Yeah,
everywhere?
The what's he called? In the blue corner. There.
Good chat.
Yeah, it's fucking
in the
awesome.
Blue corner.
Yeah.
I was going to message them to go up and have a bit of a spar because they'd only be Nui.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But
came to Brisbane instead.
Why am I here? We're here for a little spar.
Luke and I are going to throw hands tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
I'll be posing in underwear.
Bring Herbie. I'll go rounds with Herbie.
We'll come to the Caco and do rounds at the car park afterwards.
Yeah, but my. I think I'm just looking forward to having a beer after.
Yeah.
When you, like, go through all this, and it's a bit of fun too. It's like, just looking forward to having a beer with everyone after.
I think it's going to be an insane experience. Like, I think I might have said this before on one of our previous episodes, but, like, if you were to take up boxing as a sport and wanted to fight at the Gold Coast Convention Centre in front of 5,000 people, it'd be a very long and tough road. Like, I think the fact that we're getting to go to the sold-out fucking stadium and throw hands, like, we're never going to be able to experience anything like that ever again.
I really don't want to.
Neither do I. Like, I'm the same. Like, I'm looking forward to the fight being over, but at the same time, like, I'm very excited to be part of the event. I think in 5 years time, we're all looking back on it, we're going to go, fuck me, that was wild as fuck. Yeah. Like,
hopefully there's some good highlights out of it.
Yeah.
It's gonna, like, obviously it's the pay-per-view, so it's by the pay-per-view.
Yeah, 100% by the pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's... Hopefully it's a good night. And, like, win or lose, like, I'm stoked with just being a part of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, we're all underdogs.
According to your little hat over there.
Yeah, we're all underdogs
up
in here.
The underdogs.
The underdogs.
Yeah. Fucking oh.
Maybe that's probably a tasty little multi there for everyone to jump on.
I reckon it would be.
The three of us, yeah.
I reckon it would be.
Yeah, spice it up. Yeah, because I'm a two.
Yeah, I think I'm a fucking 380.
I'm at $2.40 now at time of recording.
Yeah, the money hasn't moved on mine.
No.
I'll check it quickly if you guys can
We got a text message this morning from Bluebet. Just saying that there's a fair bit of money that's come in on Tommy. So no one's really confident in me, which is interesting. Post-fight, we'll probably talk more about it, but I've been having a bit of a giggle recently. I was saying to you guys off air, I don't think anyone thinks I've been training.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've also...
We didn't talk about it for ages.
Yeah.
We didn't, like, for ages we
and
said
I've also,
nothing.
Like, my whole mantra has been training sucks, don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, literally some bloke commented on something earlier today in the AlphaWorks Trendsetters group. Lockie Olm posted a video of me running in slow-mo. And the guy was like, Klutzy would have had a chance if he started training 3 weeks ago. Oh, 3 months ago. I was like... Been training for fucking 5 months almost.
Yeah, we started before Christmas.
Started before Christmas.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we've played it perfectly well. I think you've done the same thing, and I think we're going to come out there and surprise a lot of people because although I'm 132, I'm fluctuating between 130 and 136 on any given day, which is fucked.
Hopefully for Tommy's sake, he gets you on a 130 day.
Yeah, is that not fucked?
That'd be us combined.
Bro, so
yeah, I'm 74.
I weigh myself most mornings.
So it'd be more, but yeah.
Put it this
but
way.
No, that's still that's the opposite.
Yeah, literally, yeah, 30 kilos more. Yeah.
I literally messaged my missus I woke up one day. I usually weigh myself and I was like, fuck yeah.
I usually message my missus.
130 kilos. I was like, fuck yeah. And the next day weighed myself. I was 135, same time of the day. I was like, how have I gained 5 kilos in the space of 24 hours when I wouldn't have put 5 kilos of food into me?
Yeah.
Like, it's just insane.
Yeah.
But
it's because you can't shit because you have a ripped ass off.
Yeah, did you weigh yourself pre or post shit?
I got fucking Bonos fucking getting in my ass at the moment. My God. It's going to be fucking 2 Keurigs by the time it comes
listen
out.
Listen to the first half of the episode.
Yeah, if you're confused.
But yeah, I think... like, fuck, we've been putting in the hard yards.
Yeah.
I'm feeling the fittest I've felt in a long time, which might not be that fit, but at least I feel it. But
I'm feeling good.
I'm battered.
I'm excited.
I've only just regained movement in my neck, so hopefully I can survive Lukey tomorrow without hurting it again, but we'll wait and see.
Hopefully get a bit of content. Hopefully Tim can come down.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say before when Klutzy was talking about connections and stuff. Who have you got coming down to shoot footage for us potentially tomorrow?
Timmy Cossens from... The guy that's brought up the glow up of doom for the Broncos.
Yeah, fucking hell.
He just takes sick photos.
Yeah, he does.
We've been fucking mates for ages.
Yeah.
So
is he all the videoing and stuff as well then?
No, he's primarily the photographer and I'm pretty sure he's Rel's creative director.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Or like the...
Oh, so he would have done the Oppenheimer, being the visionary brains behind
actually,
that.
That's still my favourite clip. Remember how I was talking about Oppenheimer in Vegas? I genuinely thought about walking out to that song.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
but it just doesn't hit enough.
Yeah. Like, have you got your walkout song?
Yeah, it's nothing special though. I just submitted like one of my old favorite rap songs.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But like, listen to the clip of those boys,
Marty and Michael.
Marty and Michael. I'm like, fuck, there's going to be some cool songs and everything. But I'm there not to take the piss. Like, it's like, my thing is like, I get to walk out with Mace and Horro.
Yeah, that's mad. Yeah,
that's the story for me.
Yeah. Nah, I'm keen as
Stingo called out, Knuckles calls out Mace. Mace goes, why don't you fight Lukey instead and get Lukey involved in the event?
So yeah.
That's the story for us.
Yeah. Nah, fuck. That's mad.
If Knuckles fought Mace.
Knuckles is like our size.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, bro.
Mace is like.
Mace is bigger than this cunt huge. As well. Yeah. Every time I see Mace and shake his hand, I'm like, you have the biggest hands I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. He's just massive. Yeah. Like,
Saying to Das, I was chatting to Buster the other week and I was like, I never know how to describe Knuckles. And one of the things that he says to people is that he's built like a question mark. And I've never heard anyone describe like that before. Yeah. And I said to Marty and Michael the other day, they were asking and I was like, oh, Buster reckons he's built like a question mark. And they were like, fuck, he does look like that, doesn't he? I was like, geez, that's such a rough way to describe someone.
Love your Knuckles.
But
I know a few of the people that are walking out there have got like the guy who did our intro to the podcast has made a few walkout songs. So I feel like there's going to be people who have got more than just like a song, which would be very interesting. Yeah. But I'm very, very keen to just see what everyone wears and like it's going to be fucking
awesome.
You're
pretty early, aren't you?
Thank God for that. Yeah, I'm the second fight. Quinn and I are going to be getting maggot as soon as my fight finishes.
You're on. You're the net fight straight after me.
Yeah,
so
fuck.
And then I think they're not. Yeah,
fuck. No, we'll be right. I was considering doing the Undertaker theme and getting all the boys to, you know, the one where they bring out the coffin and they're all dressed in those fuck long.
Could have got a coffin off Brizey.
Yeah, it would have been so funny.
That would have been fucking funny.
Yeah,
Clutzy's walkout song is sick.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Brizey supplies coffins, so the loser has to get carried out in the coffin after each fight.
I would hate that.
Yeah, I know. That would be the worst.
But,
get in. You lost.
Yeah, fuck. I'm pretty keen with my song. I almost did Hell's Bells.
Right.
Because Tommy goes for the Panthers.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it would have been a great way to get in his head. But because they run out to that in their home games, which would have been fucking sick. I'm keen as fuck for it. I'm very, very keen to just delete piss afterwards.
Yeah.
I think that's my main motivation.
Further than 3 2-minute rounds on the piss.
Yeah.
300 2-minute rounds. Yeah. I think. Yeah.
300 rounds.
It could be one of the greatest benders of all time.
Yeah. So stay tuned.
Yeah, shout out to my missus for driving home.
Yeah, yeah.
She doesn't know it yet, but she will be.
Lukey, before we wrap up, mate, what else? What's happening? What's next after this fight? What's happening for the rest of the year?
Well, stupid me signed up for this.
Sorry, that's a regular.
I saw it coming. I could see. Yeah. I don't know. Is the there a bit of blood leaking down there? Yeah. I'm doing the Sydney Half Marathon the week after, which is a stupid decision.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That is brutal.
Yeah, I haven't been running as much as I'd like with the boxing training. Like I have, but not. I've been more focusing on the boxing stuff. So,
yeah.
For the next week, we'll try and get a run in while I'm up here, hopefully, with you.
Yep.
And then Sydney Mara at the back end of the year, I'm excited for.
September or something. Yeah.
Not that I'm this crazy fucking runner or anything, if you're listening. I'm definitely just not. Just trying different things. I love, love the community, love the vibe around all that. So,
yep.
And then I'm just looking forward to just being able to not have to go to the boxing gym, just go back to the functional training that I've been doing, and I fucking love that. So, and then just content, see where we can take levels, see if we can do No Limit and just go from there.
Exciting times. Yeah, very exciting times. I'm actually gutted. I was going to do the Sydney Marathon again, but I'll be at a wedding in Victoria, which sucks. Well, it'll be a good wedding, but more so sucks that I have to miss the marathon. Yeah. City to Surf.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah, I'm never missing that for the rest of my life.
Apparently it's unbelievable.
It's so good.
I bought my ticket today.
Last year was 70,000 people.
Really?
With all
Holy
the
phase shit.
Of the run clubs and everything up here. Shout out your new little thing.
Yeah.
It is every follower or
something. Yeah, I've actually been slack with that. Mainly because I fucking can't run. It's my next fucked. But yeah, I'm going to...
I think you're giving it a shout out. Yeah.
No, I haven't. I'm going to try and do a 100K run this year.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But yeah, if that little Instagram page I've got gets to 10K, then I'll do a 100K run after the Gold Coast.
We'll get you there. But yeah, that's pretty much it. That's the vibe at the moment.
That's so life.
Just been, you know what it is. Just dialed in on the content, dialed in on the boxing, and then...
Go for a few
April
runs.
28, we'll make a few.
Oh, fucking hell.
We'll see what comes if we make it to April 28.
I'm going to Yamba the following weekend, and I am just so excited. Just to not do anything except sit at that pub and drink pints. It's going to be fucking glorious. The amount of beers I've said no to in the last...
Yeah.
Since Christmas, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Going to make up for it in two
weeks. I've hardly drunk any piss this
year. Apart from Vegas.
Because of Vegas. Vegas is the only time, really.
Yeah.
Drunk fuck all piss. And I had a wedding the other week, let it loose. And I was like, fuck, like I cannot wait to just get obliterated.
Trolleyed.
But also I've enjoyed not getting fucked.
Yeah. But you still need that every once in a while.
But when you need to get fucked, like
sometimes footy
season's back and I just, oh man.
You know what I reckon as well? Sometimes you don't even need to get fucked, but sometimes you go to for lunch with your mates at the pub and you just want to have six beers.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that be nice? Just six beers. Yeah. Nothing crazy.
Yeah. Six.
So I'm looking forward to 600.
And not get in at 5:45 on the Thursday morning and have your head bashed in.
Nearly faint. And then have the coaches laughing at you because you're too tired.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't take a break in, you're fine.
What was it the boys said? I was in training the other day and the boys had me doing all the shuttle runs and shit and all that sort of stuff. And I was absolutely gassed afterwards. And the bloke who's training me, Jerry, he's like, well... I've never come out of a fight and gone, geez, I did way too much fitness. And I was like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't think any boxer will ever say, geez, I did too much fitness.
Yeah. We get it.
Fuck. It's.
Yeah. I'm interested to see about like the call outs after the fight, actually.
Yeah.
Like, anyone going to try and call anyone out, whether they're from the same fight night or if they're going to try and grow this thing and do another podcast royal.
Yeah, that's actually interesting.
So I've been thinking of who's going to call anyone out.
It'd be actually interesting.
You were saying you wanted to call out someone?
Yeah, Rey Mysterio. Danny Vegas.
Yeah. Danny Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
I think that was funnier for us than everyone else.
Oh, 100%.
But the thing was so funny. Because you don't meet people like him.
Nah.
No.
Ever. I don't know if you saw, I'm not friends with him on Facebook, don't follow him on Instagram, but I'm locked into who that cunt is and I search him up at least twice a week just to see what
he's- public profile.
Bro, public profile and the rants that he goes on are ridiculous. Vince McMahon, why'd you steal seven of my phones?
He loved wrestling, he had WrestleMania and stuff. Imagine watching WrestleMania.
He was telling us he was fucking Eddie Guerrero's son or some shit. It was fucked.
Fuck. Ridiculous.
Anyway, that's probably all we got time for this week. Lukey, thanks for jumping on.
Thanks for coming
all the way up just to punch on with me.
It's all right.
Stay tuned.
A lot of listeners would probably like to do that. So
yeah, 100%. Live through Luke. Yeah. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks, mate, at the Podcast Royale. Get camp.
Fucking eyes. Thank you.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.